The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR at Sonoma, road racing, NASCAR style. NASCAR hits the Sonoma road course this weekend, and for the drivers and teams, it will be a love, hate, tolerate relationship. Some will love it, some will hate it, and others will quite simply tolerate it. As for the haters, and I know this may sound a bit harsh, most of them won't even be in their cars this weekend. Someone else will be driving for them. And we won't have to endure their sob stories about why NASCAR even visits road racing courses anyway. It has been said NASCAR drivers are the best in the world, and more than one will prove that statement to be true this weekend. Even more importantly, performance on road courses has become an integral part of overall performance of the drivers and teams, and most of them realize they no longer should look at them as throwaway races. Many of the better teams and drivers have worked on their road racing programs, and it has become very competitive in the last few years. I, for one, am glad of that. Why do I think NASCAR drivers are the best in the world? Well, I'm sure glad you asked that question, because I definitely have my own opinion, and I'm not the least bit hesitant to express it. You see, I know there are a lot of great drivers in the world, and some of them perform well on road courses. Unfortunately, they only perform well on road courses and not too many other venues. That is not a cut, even though it sounds like one. I believe it is simply a fact. There is a big difference between handling the intricacies of a road course in a car that is made for such racing, but it is a completely different thing to manhandle a 3,400-pound cup car around the same tracks and perform at the same level. Sure, I know the cup cars are set up differently to run the road courses, but essentially they are the same as they are every week. Heavy. The same can be said about Indy cars and Formula One. Not many have the ability to perform at a high level in Indy cars or in Formula One, and also jump right into a NASCAR cup car and perform at that same high level. J.P. Montoya, Sam Hornish, and others, including Danica, have shown that to be true over the last several years. Even the cup drivers know they would have trouble getting into one of those type cars these days simply because of the technical sophistication of the Indy and Formula One cars. This is another reason why I like NASCAR racing. The drivers still get to show their driving prowess, and not so much their ability to push the right buttons at the right time to make the car perform. But I digress. As for qualifying order, I tend to look at road courses a little differently than I do oval tracks, even though I still contend one lap does not tell the whole story of race possibilities. Qualifying near the top at a road course definitely has its advantages, and most of them are recognized at the beginning of a race. Although many things can happen to change the outcome of a race on a road course, like wheel hop, missing a shift, or overdriving a corner, starting out front gets a driver out of the fray earlier and lets him or her establish their rhythm and gives them a better chance at staying out front, or maybe better said, up front. I really like the looks of the top 10 starters for the Toyota Save Mart 350, and it should make for an interesting race from beginning to end. Just looking at the top 8 offers 8 possible winners, although not necessarily in the order they start. Tony Stewart, Jeff Gordon, and Marcus Ambrose are all strong road racers. The three of them could quite possibly be fighting it out for the checkers at the end of the day. Still, from this fan's view, Jimmy Johnson, Kurt Busch, Casey Kane, and Kevin Harvick simply can't be ruled out either. Now, I'm not saying no one else has a chance. I'm just saying the top 8 to 10 qualifiers are quite capable of staying out front all day, if need be, to take home the trophy and the check. Of course, no conversation for possible winners would be complete without mentioning a few dark horses. Some names like Juan Pablo Montoya, Boris Said, Jamie McMurray, Kyle Busch, and Denny Hamlin stand out also. Any one of them could end up in Victory Lane, although, in my opinion, their chances are not as high as the others I mentioned. When it comes down to the last laps, this fan thinks it is going to be a race between four drivers and possibly five. Casey Kane, Jeff Gordon, Marcus Ambrose, Tony Stewart, and Jimmy Johnson. Any one of them could win and probably will. My top three choices in no particular order are Casey Kane, Jeff Gordon, and Marcus Ambrose. Any of the three have proven their ability by strong performances on road courses, and I have to admit, it is awfully hard to leave Tony Stewart and Jimmy Johnson out of the mix. If I've said it is hard to pick a winner this year before this week, I believe it is even harder at Sonoma, and especially this year. My personal choice is Jeff Gordon, but there are about eight others that are going to be right there, banging gears, and trying to outbreak him, at turn 11 in particular. Now that I think about it, I haven't even considered the possibility of late cautions, double foul restarts, and up to three green-white checkered finishes. Wow. Figure those into the mix at the end, and this could absolutely be the most exciting finish to a road race at Sonoma ever. But then again, maybe not. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time, and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everybody. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind the face you don't often see. I just wanted to take a moment or two to tell you about the music you hear on this podcast and others I make. We all know that music makes it better, and the music I use is from Mike Stewart, and it is called TBT, Two Buck Themes. Not only is it good royalty-free music, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, five themes at a time. I use it almost exclusively, except for the things I write myself. If you make audio or video productions and want to make them better, give $2 Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Yeah, I'm an affiliate of Mike's, and I will make a little off of what you buy, but once you hear and use them for yourself, I think you'll feel the same way I do about them. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.